The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Coming at you today. Now, we are a little bit delayed on this. I was trying to stay ahead, trying to get a Panda Watch style, breaking news style, immediate response. We're close enough. Right. We're within 24 hours type of response to free agency and key free agent signings. And didn't work out this time around. I got a life too, man. Get off my back. But here we are. And late's better than ever, just like late's better than ever for the Bengals, making an addition and finding a right tackle. And it is a biggie. This is a big one. As I continue to milk the Panda Watch Anchorman references. So, this is a big one. Trent Brown, gigantic human being. All right. Paired with last year's Orlando Brown, gigantic human being. Huge. This is a guy, like, this would have been my pick. Looking at... I put a Luminaire on my wish list because I thought it was more realistic. And you know what? Even me, even an optimistic me, was not giving the Bengals their due for how they have changed and how they're approaching things and who they are, how they are seen in the league, the free agents that they can attract. And because Brown's the guy, right? I get Tyron Smith, right? He wasn't coming here, though. He's committed to playing left tackle. They weren't gonna switch around on that. But look, just like Orlando Brown was a cream of the crop, top offensive tackle available a year ago, it's the same thing right now. It is the same thing we were talking about with Trent Brown. He is that guy, and Trent Brown is a guy who, like, has had some injury issues, you know, and that's the only thing about him. That's what you don't trust. He's slightly older than they usually look at, right? He is at, like, 30. He's had the injury issues, which are concerning, but he is a very, very good player. And when he was on the field, he was an incredible pass blocker, and he got some serious movement in the run game as well. All right, so this is a guy. Now you're keeping Burrow safe. Orlando on one side, Trent on the other side, mammoth human beings, some beasts for people to have to go around on the edge out there. You got guys that can get movement in the run game as well. You know, they can get into more of the play action. They can do some different things with the offense. We'll see what Dan Pitcher wants to do with it, right? And that's, you know, complementing the fact that they have a new running back in Zach Moss, and they have a second-year running back who we're expecting to see a lot more of this year in Chase Brown. It's some exciting stuff. It is some great freaking stuff going forward, and I can't – hard to believe, right? Hard to believe. Here we – look at us. Who would have thought? But that's where they are, and, man, they went out and got their guy. So what does it mean? What does it all mean? What does it mean? It means for the draft, right? What does it mean for the draft? It doesn't take you off the tackle, right? It doesn't change your draft plans, but it kind of does change your draft plans because now you don't have to draft an offensive tackle. You certainly can, and there are many good reasons to. Trent Brown has some injury issues. Trent Brown has a one-year contract. And this draft class is loaded with six very, very good offensive tackles in that top end. You're sitting at 18. Probably one of them's going to be there, right? So this changes some things, though, in that it opens you up to who you take if you're taking an offensive tackle, but it also opens you up to the opportunity, to the idea that you do not have to take an offensive tackle. So if you're sitting there and I'm going to do the draft thing because I didn't prepare, you know, my pronunciations for this this particular podcast, but the kid from UCLA, right? UCLA has a defensive end, something I don't know how to pronounce at the moment, so we're going to skirt past it. He's good. He can play. He shouldn't be there at 18, but he might be. And that's a guy maybe you don't want to pass in that game. Maybe you love that guy so much, right? We don't know if Hubbard's going to bounce back this year. Osai's going to be a free agent in another year. Like, you can never have too many pass rushers. Like, look, that's how some good defenses are built. It's just getting dudes. Maybe you don't want to pass on that guy. Maybe it's a corner. Maybe it's Brian Thomas, and you think Brian Thomas is the future, taking over for T, you know? So there's any number of ways to look at this. I mean, maybe it's Powers Jackson. You know, maybe you're like, hey, let's really beef up the offensive line. And, you know, we'll take this guy and stick him at guard, maybe a center of the future. I mean, it opens up a lot of things for you at that spot, right? It's probably not Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is probably long gone. But, you know, it allows you to do those things. If the craziness happens, as it does every year in the draft, and Brock Bowers is there, then it allows you to say, all right, we're going with Brock Bowers. So it opens up that door. Now, the other thing it does is it gives you flexibility at offensive tackle. With the pick you make. I have been a very big fan of J.C. Latham, and I've talked a lot about J.C. Latham, and I believe J.C. Latham is a very safe pick, all right? Now, when we look at Alt and Olu and Fuaga, and even, I'm going to do it again. I already said Fututu, Funumulululu, Famajamaima. Anyway, the other guy. You know the other guy. Anyway. Looks like a lot of those guys are going to be gone, but like the ones that we see still around at 18 in mock drafts, the ones that we start to think about a little bit, often are J.C. Latham and Amarius Mims. I think J.C. Latham is a good, very good player and a very safe pick. I don't see a bust in him. If you don't have a right tackle, you kind of got to take that guy, I think. Now, Amarius Mims, some injury issues, limited starts at Georgia, but holy shit, is that guy good. And I think Amarius Mims might be the best offensive tackle in this class, and there are some freaking good ones, right, as we previously discussed. I think he might be the best when all is said and done. I see a all-pro kind of guy. Like, he could be special from the way, first of all, another giant human being, all right? And you've seen the pictures, and he's a 6'8 guy. He's 6'8, 340, something like that, right? Beast, massive human being, this guy is, right? And you've got a guy who looks good in pass protection, has some excellent feet for a man of that size in particular, but excellent feet overall anyway. Looks really good, you know, moving people. And get up to the second level, too. Like, he has, like, a really incredible ability to track linebackers and find those linebackers and make those blocks at the second level. I think he could be very, very special. But he comes with a little bit of risk. You get the limited starts, you know, a little bit of a limited sample size on that stuff. You've got a you know, the potential of injuries. Like, there's some things in there. You don't want to bargain, you know, bargain. I'm a completely wrong word. But look, if you're banking your entire season on the right tackle position in the draft, maybe you don't take that guy. But if you're looking, if you're thinking about the future, if you're looking forward, and you got a Trent Brown, and you know you're good to go this year, that's a different story, baby. Mims didn't even have to play, right? I know we all want production of the guy in year one, right? But it didn't always go that way. He didn't have to play. He can learn. He can pick up, because he's a bit raw, as you may expect. But holy crap, the potential. So that's something that you can do, and now all of a sudden you got a dude. You know, like, this is the way it goes. So it gives you the flexibility not only to not take tackle, but to take the tackle you want to take, and the dude of dudes, perhaps, in a guy like that. So that's what I love about it. That's what excites me. You know, Trent Brown's good. Now you don't have to worry about it. And that's what free agency should be about, by the way, is let's get to the draft and be able to take the dudes and not try and take a position, because that is going to bite you in the anus every single time. Anyway, I'm over 10 minutes. Try and keep these short, digestible, solid. I'm Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. Good day.